Welcome to Momstown 365, episode 101. Welcome to Barbie the Welder is joining us. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and I am so excited about this interview. I stumbled upon Barbie the Welder originally on LinkedIn, and then she's on Instagram. She has, I don't know how many tens of thousands of followers, and she is dominating in a very male-dominated industry. Barbie, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me join you today.
Oh, we're so thrilled. So tell us, I know Mary's just shaking
just
her head.
Shaking my head.
Barbie the Welder is like the coolest name ever,
It is the coolest name. You know, it's
I wish I could claim that I came up with it, but it was given to me.
No, go ahead and take claim. It's fine. We're not going to tell anyone. Take all the claim in the world.
Barbie, what's your? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, our listeners, who you are. Your name is not, your last name is not The Welder. So if you just want to tell us who you are and give us a little bit of your backstory.
So I am officially Barbara Parsons, but I go by Barbie the Welder. I saw a movie about 14 years ago. It's Castaway, starring Tom Hanks. I saw the woman welding these giant angel wings in it. And even though I'd never welded before in my life and I had zero artistic talent whatsoever, I knew it's what I needed to do with my life. I needed to be a metal sculptor. And since then, I have pursued that dream, that mission, I call it, to be a sculptor. And I went to school. I learned to weld. I got hired at a custom fab shop. I worked there for about 5.5 years learning welding and fabrication. And then bought a house for the garage and started teaching myself how to weld art after work and on the weekends. And September 1st, 2014, I quit my full-time job to go full-time as an artist. And for the last 6.5, almost 7 years now, I have been living that dream of being a full-time metal sculptor.
Okay, so I'm on your website, BarbieTheWelder.com. Okay?
It's amazing, right?
It is rad.
I mean, the fact that you would say that you're not an artist originally
is
just ridiculous
say.
Because that is, it is who you, it is you.
It
is in you.
It is totally in you.
Oh,
so why?
It's just a ton of practice, right? Like, I don't know, I wanted it so bad I was willing to work as many hours as it took to learn the skills necessary.
Like, how long did it take you to learn?
I'm still learning.
Well, yeah. Sure. 14, you're perfect.
14 years, I think.
So you've been doing this for 14 years.
Okay.
So I've been welding for 14 years, but the sculpting, probably about a year before I quit my job, so about 2013 is when I started sculpting. And I really started learning by going and Googling metal art. I had no idea how to make it. So I just would look at other people's things that they made. I would look for simple projects. I would look at how they made, like, look at what they were, and I'm like, that's cool, I like that. How did they do that? And then just problem solved and reverse engineered what they had created, and I just figure out how to make it.
Okay, I have to ask kind of a process question, because you remind me, like, okay, Flashdance, she was a welder, right? So
I've never been called that before.
Right? So I'm looking on your website, and there's the girl on the swing.
Yes.
And it's lovely and beautiful. So the metal, when it's heated, is that you manipulate it with tongs or something? I don't understand how you get these intricate designs out of a piece, a sheet of metal.
So welding is you introduce metal to a base metal. Hot gluing. Imagine hot gluing, and you just kind of stack the hot glue up. It's the same concept, a lot hotter glue. And then I have tools that sand and use burr bits, like these little metal bits that you take and you can shape and sculpt the metal. So imagine using clay, and you would build up a clay sculpture, and you would use your thumb and maybe run it down the clay to smooth out a line. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing with, like, small sanding discs and burr bits.
So how many times have you been burned?
All the time.
Right?
I have shirts that have holes in them from catching myself on fire on accident.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us about your newest sculpture. You have a new piece in the works?
So I'm super excited and super scared about this because it is going to push me outside of my comfort zone, which is what I do on purpose as an artist. But My newest sculpture that I'm going to create is a collaboration with a company called Rock the Trades. It's an initiative to honor skilled tradesmen and to bring awareness to the skilled trades. And what we've done is they contacted me. They said, we would like you to make a sculpture, but we don't know what it is yet, and we want to crowdsource what that sculpture would look like. And so I went live stream a couple of weeks ago and reached out across all my social media platforms and ended up with 9 pages of notes of ideas from people of what the skilled trades meant to them and ideas that they had for the sculpture. And I went through the notes and took a bunch of different ideas and put them together. And I am going to create a life-size man standing on a pile of tools, but the tools will basically look like they're coming out of his body. So like a blue-collar man with work boots, with jeans, with a, you know, like the blue-collar button-up shirt, maybe a hard hat. And but you'll see maybe like a wrench in his arm. Like it'll be very realistic and you'll see it's a man, but like you might see a wrench poke out, but then you'll see like the wrinkles in the shirt. And what we're doing with that is I'm actually now crowdsourcing the tools from all the different trades for this sculpture. And so if people want to send in tools that will be part of this sculpture, they can go to rockthetrades.com/tools and they can sign up. It's a very simple sign-up form. It'll give them, once they sign up, it'll give them my address and they can send any metal tools, any steel tools that represents their trades. And if you want, like, and I totally tell people, I'm like, engrave your name on it. Like, put your name on it, and I'll do my darndest to take and, like, weld that in there so where we can see your name. So when that sculpture is done, which is approximately 3 months, which is crazy to think I could do that in that time, and I don't know what I think sometimes when I give people deadlines and stuff, I'm really going to have to work to get it done.
You're pushing yourself. You push yourself.
I am pushing
myself. Yeah, it's awesome.
So but
that sculpture is going to travel across the United States and go to major events that will be seen by hundreds of thousands of people.
That is so awesome. Okay, well, speaking of the trades, the tool, the guy that you're going to be sculpting, you're in a male-dominated industry, but you're a total badass. So how do these guys
and
welcome
gorgeous.
You? Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
How
ladies.
Did they
so
take
sweet.
You?
So I was very blessed to be raised by my dad, who never treated me different, being a daughter. When he did the roof, I was hauling shingles up the ladder. When he was doing drywall, I was doing that and electrical. And so I was just taught to work with my hands and deeply respect craftsmanship from a young age. It's so important to my dad. And so it's just who I am at the core. And so stepping into, you know, a school where I was the only girl for welding or into a shop where there was one other woman that I worked with, out of a shop of 200 guys, there was us two girls. I've never thought of myself being in a male-dominated industry. I just thought of myself of being in an industry that I love.
Yeah.
I'm deeply passionate about welding and have had the most incredible support from people like where I worked at. And people online are just absolutely incredibly supportive, like through my social media.
Wow.
And now, and you've written books, and I know we're coming up on, we only have like a minute left in the episode, but you have written books, and then you are also teaching metal art, is that correct?
Yes. So I've written 6 books so far.
In your spare time.
In my spare time.
Right?
Oh my gosh, right?
I love it,
just,
I love
it. Throw it together, you know, at night when I'm sleeping. Now, I've written 6 books. 3 are how to weld metal art, different subjects on that. And 3 are, like, one's an inspiration book. 1 teaches artists how to be deeply successful. And 1 is how to take every negative in your life and turn it into a positive and fuel your way to success. The teaching metal art came actually because I struggled. As I was learning, there just wasn't someone out there that was teaching. I just had to learn on my own. But as I found the joy in sculpting, I wanted to share that with everyone, so I started teaching. And actually, the first book, How to Weld Horseshoe Art, is what really started my deep passion for like the joy of teaching people.
Well, you've been a joy. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we would like to have you back to hear how your project's going in a couple months.
Awesome. I would love that.
Oh, we would love it. Thank you. BarbieTheWelder.com. Check it out. This is Momstown 365. Be bold. Be creative. Be like Barbie. We're here for you every single day. Thank you, Barbie.